Chapter 12, The Sundance Solution.
Mr. Wells knows his subject,
said Matt.
And he says there's going to be a massacre here. We must escape. The shamans...
Won't stop you,
interrupted Johnny, returning at that moment.
I told Black Kettle that a hunt is a good idea. Our people are sad and hungry. The hunting ceremony makes us happy. The buffalo fills our stomachs, and the shaman must sing during the ceremony to bring good medicine. That will be your moment.
He looked at Linda.
I'm happy you saw our real life, not the film,
he told her, smiling. Then he turned to Matt.
You don't like me because I like your sister, but now you must go to meet your destiny. And I must go to meet mine. Can we be friends?
Okay, Johnny. Thanks.
Matt felt a bit embarrassed.
Tonight, I do the sun dance,
continued the young brave proudly.
And then I will be a real warrior and can go hunting. Good luck, Matt and Linda. Goodbye.
That evening, the entire Indian camp gathered around the campfire. Some braves appeared and moved into the center near the campfire. They had iron hooks sticking into their muscles, and attached to these were heavy buffalo bones. In a trance, the braves pulled this terrible weight, their flesh pulled down by the cruel hooks.
Oh!
Cried Linda, horrified.
Those poor men! What are they doing?
It's the Sundance,
said Matt.
Look, there's Johnny.
But Johnny was lost in his rite of initiation and didn't see them.
I can't watch,
said Linda.
It's awful.
They went to the teepee and waited. After a while, the hunters left and only the shaman's song disturbed the silence of the dawn.
Let's go,
said Matt.
Everybody's asleep.
The shaman was still singing by the campfire and didn't see them go into his teepee.
Mr. Wells, wake up. It's us. It's time to go home,
Matt whispered urgently. Linda untied the rope.
Thanks, kids. I've got the computer here. Where's the battery?
Said their teacher, standing up.
Here.
Matt produced the precious object from his pocket.
Poor Indians. They didn't treat me badly, really, but I can't help them. I can't change history,
said Mr. Wells sadly, attaching the battery to the computer.
Okay, the computer's ready. Stand next to me.
They heard a distant bugle, then the sound of guns. The shaman ran into the entrance of the teepee, a terrified expression on his old face.
I'm sorry,
cried Mr. Wells, and then the three time-trippers disappeared in a flash of white light. They were in Linda's bedroom. Her school uniform and the two plates with chocolate cake crumbs were still on the bed. Their 3 months of adventure had been only a few seconds in the present.
Mr. Wells, what happened at Sand Creek?
Asked Matt.
American mercenaries killed 450 Indians, mainly women and children. The Indian men were out of the camp hunting, replied Mr. Wells. Black Kettle raised a white flag and the American flag as a sign of peace, but the American soldiers ignored it. It was a massacre.
And Johnny?
Asked Linda anxiously.
I don't know, Linda. We could try a search on the internet. Perhaps we can find out something about him.
Linda sat at her computer and started the search. She soon had an answer.
Johnny Coyote, a Native American hero,
read Matt.
He became a spokesman for Indian rights and was an important figure in the Supreme Court case of 1924 that made the Indians citizens of the USA. His work was continued by his daughter. Linda, look! He didn't forget you. He gave his daughter your name.
Linda smiled sadly, then continued reading.
It also says his horse, Matt, appeared in many films. He didn't forget you either,
she teased. The doorbell rang.
That will be my mum. She finishes work at 6 o'clock,
said Linda. Oh, good. Now I can try her famous chocolate cake, said Mr. Wells. Matt and Linda laughed.
Okay, but you can explain why you're here, dressed in buffalo skins with feathers in your hair,
said Matt.